Tim Versalotti, I've been wondering lately about Senator Elizabeth Warren's role as chief Trump critic, and now I see a prominent baseball player wants to run against her. Maybe you could talk about all of that.
Oh, sure. In the past few months, Elizabeth Warren has shown her dexterity with 140 characters on Twitter in terms of getting under Donald Trump's skin. Her preferred term for him is bully, thin-skinned, fraud, and she lets go with tweet storms, shall we say, on major occasions when he's giving a speech or during the Republican convention, and it does get under his skin. He responds in kind by calling her goofy and referring to her as Pocahontas, which brings up memories of the flap in the 2012 Senate race, where it appeared that she had claimed Native American ancestry on some forms when she was a law school faculty member, and the Scott Brown campaign had claimed she was trading on identity politics to advance her career. So Elizabeth Warren has made a name for herself getting under Donald Trump's skin. He responds just as vigorously, almost fulfilling her tweets, and it's brought her yet another level of prominence in national politics. Now, it has raised the question of where does Elizabeth Warren go from here? She's got a national profile. She was talked about as a running mate for Hillary Clinton. Obviously didn't make the cut. Says she's very happy in the Senate, and she faces her term is up in 2018. She has not said whether she would seek another term, but I think it's widely expected that she would. She says she really enjoys her work in the Senate. She loves being an advocate. I think she'd be leery of a cabinet appointment in a Clinton administration because she'd lose the podium that she has now as a senator. And so no one has yet emerged as a potential opponent until the last couple of days when Curt Schilling, the right-handed pitcher, retired right-handed pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, has said that he would consider running for the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts as a Republican in 2018.
And he's a Trumpster. He's a
and he is a Trump supporter and a vocal critic of Elizabeth Warren and of Hillary Clinton. And although he is a critic of both of those women, it is another woman who will ultimately decide. He says his wife will decide whether he runs for the Senate or not.
Smart man.
That she's the boss of the household, and they have to take into account what a statewide campaign would do, would how it would affect their family life. And so stay tuned. But he is the first public figure so far to express interest in taking on Elizabeth Warren for the Senate in 2018.
So in order to survive, Governor Baker, who I would describe as sort of a Republican, you know, obviously walking that fine line, trying to get people in Massachusetts to feel he's not a Trump guy. He's much more logical and fair. But he has to make his own endorsements here. And interestingly, on the third party Libertarian ticket, one of his predecessors, Bill Weld, is running, and he sure hasn't been lining up behind Weld.
That's right. That's right. We can go back to the primary and see where Governor Baker said he would not support Donald Trump. He did not reveal right away who he did vote for in the Massachusetts primary, but it later said it was Chris Christie. He has said he won't vote for Trump or Clinton for president. And then when William Weld, who had served as governor of Massachusetts, joined the Libertarian Party ticket as the vice presidential nominee, Baker said he would not be voting Libertarian either. The question is, does he leave the top of his ballot blank or write someone in? And he hasn't said. Other prominent Republicans around the country, if they have not declared, if they have said no to Trump and they have not declared for Hillary Clinton, have left their intentions unclear, except for Susan Collins of Maine, the senior senator from Maine. She says she'll be writing in Jeb Bush on her presidential ballot on Election Day.
Well, you know, I get these questions about from the Bernieites a lot. I voted for Bernie, by the way. But I get a lot of questions from people saying, why don't we all just vote right in Bernie? And I keep telling them, you're not voting for presidential candidates. You're voting for electors, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. So you're voting for a slate of electors. Each party chooses its slate. The Massachusetts Democratic Party chose its slate of 11 electors earlier this week, and they are the individuals who gather in the state capitol in mid-December to cast their votes, routinely casting them the way the popular vote went. And so if the Democratic electors prevail in Massachusetts, which seems highly likely, they would cast all 11 votes for Hillary Clinton. So writing in a candidate, it may simply invalidate your vote. There is no slate of electors for Bernie Sanders. It just wouldn't count, although there are people who on principle do that, and not that many, but they're there.
I wanted to ask you a question that has been occurring to me for a while now and to other people, and that is Elizabeth Warren is the darling of the progressives. We know that, right?
That's right.
Okay. But we also know there are people with their noses out of joint because they thought that she should not have been supporting Hillary from the beginning, but should have been supporting Bernie.
That's true. That's true. And I can recall recently, before the nominating convention, but after Warren had endorsed Hillary, she was here in Northampton, where I live, at a speaking engagement, and there were Sanders supporters there shouting at her, calling her a sellout. They were very angry that she had not endorsed Sanders for the Democratic nomination. And so she did get some flack from the left of the party. And there are people who may not forgive her for this. They don't have a lot of places to go, though, in terms of other progressive figures, at least not in Massachusetts. But there were some hard feelings, some tough feelings there.
Okay, I want to ask you one. We only got 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you about this. Massachusetts is going about to vote on pot legalization and charter school expansion. You doing any polling on this stuff?
We had done some polling in the spring, and we'll certainly do more in September when we pick up our survey work. We found some support for marijuana legalization, and also support for raising the limit on the number of charter schools that exist in Massachusetts. And these are issues that are really vexing the Democrats in the state. The Senate President Stan Rosenberg from Amherst has concerns about the marijuana question because it doesn't adequately address consumable marijuana in candy and baked goods, and he worries about the health effects there should children get their hands on that. And the charter schools issue vexes the Democrats because on the one hand, they're strong supporters of teacher unions, which oppose charter schools, and yet Black and Latino voters are not necessarily opposed to charter schools. They provided an alternative in urban areas where the local public schools are not performing up to standards. And so Democratic leaders wrestle with the position to take on this. Do they alienate the teachers' unions? Do they alienate their core supporters among Black and Latino voters? And it's put them in a bit of a corner as we approach Election Day, no question about it.
So will they pass?
We're seeing a flood of TV advertising on both sides of the issue on charter schools, and so it's hard to predict. I think this is one of those issues people are not paying a lot of attention to right now, but will tune in September and October, so it's hard to predict. I'll be very curious to see what the numbers say in September compared to what we found in the spring.
We always love talking to Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a man who really knows a great deal. Tim, I'm going to hold you over for one last section because I think it's so important that we continue on this. Is that okay with you?
I absolutely look forward to it.